If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And let me explain. First, it's free, and we all love free. Their creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it could be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more platforms. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listener. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So definitely check it out. I am using Anchor and I love it. Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is your girl, Jenny Cherie, and welcome back to my podcast. I'm going to be brief tonight. I just want to come on and just express a little things that, that I've been feeling. This has been an emotional, crazy weekend, and I've laughed, I've cried, I've been through every emotion that you can think of this weekend, and all in all, I'm happy to say that I'm smiling and I pushed through. I gave myself 24 hours like I always do. If anything's bothering me and I'm going through something, I give myself 24 hours. I kind of isolate myself and just let myself go through that emotion. And 24 hours is all I get. And after those 24 hours, I shake that shit off. I get up and I keep pushing on, because I guarantee you me that the people that disrupt your life in any type of way, they're sleeping well. They're not bothered. They're not losing sleep. It's us that we're carrying our feelings around and we are upset, and those motherfuckers are sleeping well in their beds. So I encourage anybody that is going through anything, whether it's a friendship, a situationship, since we know that those are out there, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, anybody that you're dealing with that kind of disrupt your life, let it go and keep pushing. Not everybody deserves to be in your life. And you got to remember, you meet people for certain reasons. Some are for a blessing and some are for lessons, and we got to figure out which one it is. And if there was a lesson that needed to be taught by that person, get your lesson, learn it, receive it, and keep pushing forward. I know when I was younger, I used to need closure and know why, didn't know why that happened. And I'm happy to say that I don't anymore. I don't need closure. I see you for what you are. Once somebody shows you who they are, believe them. You can't change them. You can't wish it away. You can't pray it away. Some people are just who they are. So I had to learn to be okay with people walking away from me. And I also had to be okay to walk away from certain things and certain people that did not bring value to my life. So I encourage anybody out there, if you're still holding on and you feel like, I'm gonna give it another chance, they can change. No. Let them go. Let it be. Keep pushing forward, because at the end of the day, if they're not supposed to be there, they don't need to be there. Stop holding on to things. Like we go and we get super glue. We try to hold on to things and people that do not belong in our lives. And I believe that as long as we continue holding on, we're never going to receive our blessing. We're never going to get to where we need to be. And God's going to keep testing you. He's going to test you and test you until you get this right. And I do believe that one thing that keeps coming into your life and you haven't seemed to let them go, let it go, you're being tested. When are you going to pass the test? How many times do you want to keep going through the same test over and over and over and over and over again? It gets tiring after a while, yo. And I understand. I've been there. I'm tired of trying to pass the same test because I'm not getting it. And he won't test you with the same person all the time. It will be a different person, but the same situation or the same scenario. We got to learn how to let things go. We got to learn how to have peace within ourselves. We have to learn that it's okay for someone to walk away from your life. And if you have to be the person to walk away, then it's okay to walk away. It's okay. It might hurt a little bit. You might need to cry. You might need to shout. You might need to write it out. Put that song on. Mary J. Blige it out. Because you know she got some love songs. Some crying ass songs. But whatever you need to do, do it in that 24 hours. And once that 24 hours is up, fix your crown. And then this is not just for women, because men go through things too. Fix our crown. Be the kings and queens that we are supposed to be. Hold your head up high and keep pushing forward, baby. Because at the end of the day, it's their loss, not yours. And this is not just for who's under the sound of my voice. This is for me as well. I'm with you guys. I would never put anything on this podcast or my talk show and something that I've never been through myself, something that I haven't grown from or growing from. I'm learning just like you guys are learning. So if we have to learn this together, let's learn this together. We're okay. Find the value in ourselves. Know who you are. Know your worth. So when somebody does be acting crazy in your life, you can look at yourself and know exactly who you are. You don't deserve this. You don't deserve that. And you ain't got to put up with it. Let them walk. As a matter of fact, open the door for them. Usher them out. Open that door. Act like you in the church house and you had to open the door and you were ushering. They're trying to go to the bathroom. Open the door. Let them out. But once you close that door, ladies and gentlemen, don't reopen it. Don't let time go by. Don't let them apologize and keep coming back. Don't let anybody hurt you over and over and over and over again. Know your worth. Fix your crown. Wear it proudly. Hold your head up. And know that it's okay to let someone walk away. And know that it's okay for you to walk away. We only have one life to live. Live it in peace. Not in headache. Not in tears. Not constantly fighting with someone. Not seeing eye to eye with someone. And just because you love someone doesn't necessarily mean that you guys are meant to be together. If you are unhappy, fix it. Because at the end of the day, you're the only person that can make you happy. We can't look to anybody else to make us happy. We have to find it within ourselves first. But we have to also love ourselves enough to know when someone is not loving us properly. Because at the end of the day, we are all grown. And we shouldn't have to teach another grown person. I shouldn't have to teach you how to properly love me. Because if they wanted to love you, they would do it. Now, I know you've been in a situation where this guy or this girl was treating you like crap. Y'all broke up and they treated the next person like royalty. It's not that they don't know how to love. It's just they wasn't trying to love you. But you gotta recognize it. And you gotta be okay with it. Because what one won't do, another one will. Let them exit your life so that you can find that person that wants to love you. And when you do, and you know that that person will be the person for you, because you won't have to ask them to love you. You won't have to ask them to do right by you. They will automatically do it. Automatically. They will know who you are, and they will value you. They will know exactly what you need. And it goes both ways. So, that's all I have for you guys tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening. Join me on my podcast, anchor.fm/Gina764. You guys can also catch me on my live talk show, blogtalkradio.com/Gina Sherie. GINASHERRIE, Blog Talk Radio. I also put my podcast on my live talk, so when I'm not on air, you guys can still listen. If you guys want to leave me a message, definitely leave me a message. If someone is going through the same thing that I'm going through or somebody else is going through, tell me how you got through it. Tell me what was your outlet to it, and how long did it take you to actually be okay with the situation. I want to hear from you, so let me know, reach out to me. If you guys want to email me, you could do that as well, info@gspot.live. that's info@gspot.live. I love you guys. Hold your heads up, fix your crown. Remember, give yourself 24 hours. After that, keep pushing along. Until next time, this is your girl, Gina Sherie.